Good morning, Northern Michigan, and welcome to Northern Focus, Q100's community affairs and events program we host each and every Friday. Through our partnership with Kirtland Community College, do something today for your future that you can be proud of. And visit kirtland.edu, Michigan's finest educational website. We normally start the program with somebody from Kirtland, and Matt Rice was supposed to be in today, but he is over at the campus organizing the food truck distribution that's happening right now. Oh, actually, it starts at 11. But people are already lining up, and Matt is organizing the folks that are volunteering to put the food out of the truck into boxes and then putting it in your car. So it's a fantastic opportunity for you to save on some groceries. You know, community is a big part of what Kirtland Community College is all about. So to help those in need in the community who need it the most, Kirtland's hosting a food truck today. So the lineup begins at 10, but these lineups always start earlier than that because people want to be the first in line. And trust me, it's a 18-wheeler full of food. There's going to be plenty of food for people. But as Matt called in and said, there's already a lot of cars here. I've been seeing this for food distributions for many, many years, so it's not uncommon. But the distribution will begin at 11 and go till 2 or until supplies last. Trust me, there'll be plenty of food. The event is open to the public, so if you or your family is in need, head to Kirtland Community College on 4 Mile Road in Grayling this morning, beginning at 10 o'clock. It's 9 o'clock right now, 10 after 9. And I want to thank each and everybody, Q100 wants to thank each and everybody from Kirtland Community College who took this big step to help support those in need. We all know the rising cost of food. Anybody that travels to the grocery store knows that it's gotten a heck of a lot more expensive to feed your family. So you do not need to demonstrate any economic need. You know, if you're well off, please leave it for those that need it. But this is open to the public, and it's not just Crawford County. It's anybody within our listening area. So if you want to head over to Kirtland Community College, you're more than welcome. And you don't even get out of the car. So you'll pull up. They'll have a box of food ready for you. You open the trunk or the rear door, and off you go. So it is a fantastic service that Kirtland Community College is providing to the community. We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the green room come from Bay Bread Company in downtown Traverse City. And live visitors in the studio receive a free car wash from MLA Spa, Matt LaFontaine Spa, right in downtown Grayling.
Do you know the career you want but need a pathway to get there? At Kirtland, we understand that choosing the right classes for your major and career can be challenging. That's why we offer targeted transfer pathways. Say goodbye to wasted credit hours. Our transfer pathways create a personalized roadmap designed to select the best classes that align with your planned major. Our transfer pathways ensure you are on the right track from day one. Kirtland's transfer pathways include options like pre-medicine, pre-veterinary, pre-law, education, criminal justice, sports management, and exercise science. All are supported by the Michigan Transfer Agreement. Discover your path to success, Kirtland's transfer pathways, at kirtland.edu, or give us a call now at 989-275-5000 to learn more. Kirtland Community College. Discover you.
This is Kevin Johnson, president of Johnson's Propane. We are a locally owned and operated business since 1954 here in Northern Michigan. We have been ranked number one by People's Choice for Northern Michigan's propane supplier year in and year out. Johnson's Propane, a name you can trust.
Tune in to JC's Friday Free for All this Friday between 2 and 6 p.m. for your chance to win tickets to Bruce Hornsby and the Noisemakers at the Interlochen Center for the Arts on Sunday, July 14th. Lauded as the sound of grace on the radio, singer, pianist, composer, and band leader Bruce Hornsby remains in demand as a performer and collaborator. I've got your tickets this Friday on the free-for-all, so keep it tuned to Q100 Michigan, saving rock and roll one listener at a time. Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Jerry Coyne is live in studio with Connie Meyer and Angela Cook, and we've got discussing the 4-H programs at the Devereaux Library, And tell us a little bit about puppets and pizza. I can't think of anything that a 12-year-old could want more than puppets and pizza.
Well, that one is actually at the Frederick Community Library.
I see that now. I'm sorry.
No. We have a lot going on at both branches.
Yeah.
April 10th at 4 o'clock. The music and movement company that we have coming in there every single Wednesday. This Wednesday, next week, will be a special presentation, and she is going to be doing puppets, and we are providing pizza and drinks, and it'll be from 4 to 5 p.m. at the Frederick Community Library.
Okay. So, do people need to register? What is the age range? Tell us a little bit more about the specifics.
I think the details would be age from 0 to 100.
Okay.
And as far as registration, no. But if you want more information, please call 989-348-4067. That's directly to the Frederick Library. Or you can go on our website.
Right.
www.crawford.colibrary.org. And it's all over Facebook, too. Hit us on Facebook. So, but no, you don't have to pre-register.
Okay. Is it the Facebook page? Is it Devereaux Memorial Library?
No, or Crawford County.
Crawford County.
Crawford
okay.
County Library.
And Angela, how is 4-H involved in this?
We are not involved in the puppet.
No, you're at the 4-H at the library.
Yep, we are. So we are on Monday launching an after-school program, which is something that I have been wanting to put together in the community for all the years I've been in my position, and so I'm super excited that it is finally coming together. We will be offering after-school programming on Mondays and Wednesdays directly after school until 5:30, and the good news, bad news is that we are full. We have we're at capacity based on the ratios of adults to kids.
Get it.
What that means is
we need more volunteers.
We need volunteers.
Yeah.
So
we've already demonstrated the need. So we need a couple more adults.
Absolutely. And this is, I think, a pretty easy volunteer experience in that, you know, sometimes with 4-H, it's there's a lot more put on a volunteer for maybe securing space or recruiting kids. And this one, you've got the space, you've got the kids, you've got the support.
Right.
You just get to come in and maybe lead an activity, or if you want to be more on the administrative end and you don't even have to deal with any kids, then we're looking for various types of volunteers to help support the program and hopefully continue to build it and have it something that goes beyond just this current school year.
So this is happening at Devereaux?
Correct.
Okay. And
it would not be possible if Connie had not gotten an out-of-school time grant that is supporting it.
I'll bet. I know you're a good grant writer.
Well, thank you.
You've yanked a few of them.
I've stepped backwards into that one, but yep. Yeah.
And it says here on the flyer that you've held gave to me that if the kids have transportation issues, that buses will be taking them. Now, is this strictly for the Crawford County, or are you letting Roscommon or?
Well, it would ideally, I guess, be Crawford County simply because of the logistics.
Right.
The school being right next door.
Uh-huh.
But we would not necessarily turn anybody away if we weren't at full capacity.
Right. So the main reason why we're on the radio here today is you need to get a hold of Angela. And her email address is jense123@msu.edu.
Yes.
Or you can more easily reach her on the phone at 989-344-3264, extension 2. So in order to bring more children into the program that's running this Mondays and Wednesdays.
Correct.
From now until the rest of the school year.
Correct.
We need a couple more adults.
Yes, we do.
What is the ratio?
1 to 8.
Okay.
1 to 8.
We need a couple more.
Yeah.
And to springboard off of what Angela said and what you had said, Mr. Coyne.
Mr. Coyne.
Yes, I know. It's very formal. So sorry. I know. Look for your dad.
Did my, yeah. He passed away a while ago, but it's very interesting to see him.
I feel
today.
His spirit. So we are also partnering with Core ISD in Roscommon, Oscoda, Crawford. Anyway, on April 17th, we will be having an informative, again with pizza, an informative program at 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. April 17th, and we will be having representatives from CORE talking about all the trade skills and the educational opportunities for high school students, their sophomore and their junior year. And I just wanted to give that a plug, too, because
okay.
I think that's going to be really important for the
Is
community.
Is that happening at the CORE facility?
Nope, it's happening at the Devereaux Memorial Library.
Oh, okay.
Library.
Everything's at Devereaux.
Yeah, well.
The center of the universe.
Not puppets and pizza.
Not puppets and pizza. That's in Frederick.
That's right.
But, yes, we have become the hub. But that's going to be fun, and it's going to be very informative, and I'm excited.
At Puppets and Pizza, you have transportation
yes.
arranged for...
Yes.
So that's happening at 4 o'clock. So after school, it gets time for the kids to head over to the Frederick Community Library. And if you can get the kids, are you busing them to the...
So we are partnering with Crawford County Public Transit.
CTA?
Yes. Yep. And what we will do is we will provide the funding.
Okay.
Yep. So we'll hand you the money.
That's fantastic too. You know, keeping kids occupied, getting them entertained, a little bit more educated under a more casual atmosphere, and pizza
food.
You can't go wrong.
Connie Meyer and Angela Cook, thanks for joining us on Northern Focus, and we'll get some of this stuff on our website.
Great,
thank you so much
for having us.
All right, we will be back after these words from our fine partners. A Q100's Northern Focus brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the Green Room come from Bay Bread Company in downtown Traverse City. And those two guests just left with MLA Spa Car Washes. Brought to us by Matt LaFontaine Automotive and their wonderful car wash right here in downtown Grayling.
As the weather gets colder, it's a good idea to layer up with scarves, hats, and mittens. Another layer of protection this season is to get your flu and COVID-19 vaccines. You can get both vaccines at the same time. Talk to your healthcare provider or learn more at michigan.gov/COVID-flu-RSV and layer up for some added peace of mind. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Weigh in on who covered it best. It's Cover Wednesdays in the Insane Asylum Q100 Michigan Mornings from 6 to 10. Brought to you by Wexford Jewelers and Cadillac. If bling is your thing, Wexford Jewelers is the place. Q100 Michigan.
Welcome back to Northern Focus on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Jerry Coyne is on the phone with Heather Nyhaus, who is the Executive Director of the West Branch Area Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Heather. How are you?
I am doing just fabulous. And how are you this morning?
I'm fine, thanks. Tell us what's the latest and greatest in West Branch.
Oh, we've got so many things going on all the time. Lots of events and things to do. Visit www.visitwestbranch.com. You'll be able to see all your indoor and outdoor adventures. But we have some events with the chamber going on. We have our annual ball and outstanding awards coming up on April 20th.
Okay, talk about that for a second.
Sure. It's going to be our 20th, so we are having the theme of the Roaring 20s, which is kind of fun. But it's a networking opportunity. We have many local businesses that are attending. We have an auction, a dinner, a dance, an after party. And it's just it's a great opportunity and a lot of fun to come out to a great event to support the Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, and all the businesses that are part of the Chamber. Have you already had the nominations go on and all of that?
The nominations are in queue right now, and we will be awarding at the Chamber Ball on April 20th, the people who are the businesses and organizations who have won. It's at the Knights of Columbus Hall.
Okay.
Is where it will be taking place this year. And we'll have hors d'oeuvres starting at 5:30 with a bar, and then we'll have the awards, dinner, dancing, auctions, music, and more.
Very, very cool. That. And I'm assuming you get your tickets at WBACC?
Absolutely. You can get your tickets on our website. You can stop into our beautiful Chamber of Commerce at 422 West Houghton Avenue, or you can give us a call. We can get your tickets over the phone. We are also accepting sponsorships and donations for our auction items.
It sounds like a slam bang evening.
One that, it will be. It'll be fun.
One that people don't want to miss. So I'm sure you already have that information on your Facebook page.
Yes, Facebook and website.
What else is happening in West Branch?
So we do have a chamber member, Ogama Eye Institute, that will be having their business after hours on Thursday, April 18th from 4:30 to 6. It's an open house, and we encourage folks to come and see what Ogama Eye Institute has to offer. So please join us that day.
Is that a new chamber member?
No, they've been a member for a few years, but they have an expansion and they've got some new stuff going on at their Ogama Eye Institute that they want to showcase.
Well, it's always good. We're all getting a little older. We got to make sure that we can see as perfectly clear as possible.
Yes, for sure. Yeah. And I just want to put a plug. Just please stop by our depot in West Branch. It's the old train depot. It's the oldest standing building, and we just did a remodel and a preservation on it, and it's so fabulous.
Where's that located, Heather, if you're not 100% familiar with downtown West Branch?
So if you come down to West Branch, you'll find the train tracks, and we're located right by the train tracks for the depot, 422 West Houghton Avenue.
That's outstanding. Heather Nyhaus from the West Branch Area Chamber of Commerce, thanks for joining us on Northern Focus and bringing us up to date on everything in your beautiful community.
Thank you so much. Make sure you visit our websites and have a wonderful day.
We will be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100 Michigan's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the Green Room come from Bay Bread Company in downtown Traverse City.
This is Kevin Johnson, president of Johnson's Propane. We are a locally owned and operated business since 1954 here in Northern Michigan. We have been ranked number one by People's Choice for Northern Michigan's propane supplier year in and year out. Johnson's Propane, a name you can trust.
If you see me stopped in the McDonald's drive-thru, just staring at the menu with my "what should I order" face, don't interrupt. It's the most important decision I'll make all day.
Decide on delicious with buy one, get one for a dollar. Now with the hot and spicy McChicken, McDouble, or small fries. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Jerry Coyne is joined on the phone with Stuart Lazar, the owner of the Traverse City Comedy Club. Stuart, this may be the funniest guy that you've had on the schedule this year coming in today and tomorrow.
You think so? Harris, Stanton, or myself?
Well, you figure that out.
I'm probably talking about Harris.
Yes, I know he has a number of fans right here in our building.
Okay, well, bring them on down, Jerry. We'd love to pack the place out. Yeah, Harris is a great guy. I've spent a lot of time over the last few months in New York City. He's now a Brooklyn guy, and unfortunately our paths haven't crossed, but I'm planning to see one of his shows in New York over the next couple of weeks, and I'm looking forward to it. So, I think you're probably on track, although I try not to play favorites. He is one heck of a funny guy.
There's no doubt about it. And you can see him all over YouTube. He's got a number of specials out. And is this his first time at the club?
This is his first time. We were very lucky to get him out here. There had been some, previous attempts to bring him to the club, and schedules didn't align very well. And we were able to get him out for April. And it's a treat. So I'm very happy to have him. I'm looking forward to meeting him for the first time and actually seeing him on stage live.
Like I said, this is going to be a night that you'll want to get there early because people have been killing it in the open mic portions. But we want to direct people to go to TraverseCityComedyClub.com and get your tickets before they're all gone, because this is, like you said, I know you don't want to play favorites, but a guy that's just going to have you in stitches from the time he says hello.
Yeah, and I don't want to play down that open mic. We've had a lot of really, really funny people come through there, trying out some new stuff, proving on their old stuff. And I think people who are coming in for it are really enjoying that part of it as well. And so anyone who has a ticket is certainly welcome to come to the open mic and show up early and come to that for free. Sit down, get a pre-show cocktail, get some food in them, and enjoy the open mic, and then stay around for Harris Danson.
Have you added to your comedic repertoire lately, Stuart?
No, Jerry. I've been spending a couple of months in New York City, and I just got back here last night at midnight, and I got to tell you, it was really nerve-wracking. I don't know if you know this, but Delta Airlines has this new way that they're training people to fly commercial planes, and I don't think they've got it down yet, Jerry. I mean, I understand that it's a pilot program, but I just don't think they've got it down yet.
That doesn't sound like a joke.
That was a joke, Jerry. A pilot program? Never mind, Jerry.
Well, you could have talked about Southwest almost hitting the tower at LaGuardia. I don't know which airport you fly in and out of, but there's always that, Stuart.
I stay as far away from LaGuardia as possible. And for anyone on who's listening who flies to New York, all three airports are bad. It's like the Three Stooges between Newark, LaGuardia, and JFK. And you don't know which one you're going to have more accidents or more problems with going in and out. So I think we're lucky to have an airport like we do here.
Yes, the Cherry Capital. Although there is a Peter Luger's only 3 miles from the Newark airport, so that makes it my favorite destination when I fly to New York.
I did not know that. You know, I will tell you, I tend to favor Ruth Chris because I grow my steaks, or I fry my steaks at home the same way they do in Ruth Chris. I fry them in a lot of butter. And I'll tell you, my doctor's not happy about it, but my stomach certainly is.
Okay, now we have cooking tips with Stuart Lazar, so we'll end it there and make sure that everybody goes to Traverse City Comedy Club and gets tickets for this weekend's show. It's going to be dynamite. Stuart, thanks.
Yeah, I'll talk to you next week about Ziggy Klatt, and we could talk about grilling some pork next week. So look forward to it.
All right. We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the Green Room come from Bay Bread Company, downtown Traverse City, and guests in the studio receive a free car wash from MLA Spa in downtown.
Remembering where you park. Configuring the Bluetooth. Deciding who controls the music. Remembering where you parked. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your vehicle doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like remembering if you're on the third or fourth level of the parking garage. That's simple human sense.
Visit Cornell Insurance in Grayling at 201 Huron Street next to Burger King, or online at cornellinsurance.com.
Joe Mama here. My team, the Axe Kickers in the Tournament of Rock 5.0, is brought to you by The Warehouse in Mayo. We're going to be kicking butt and not bothering to take your name in this year's contest for Best Rock Guitarist. The Warehouse in Mayo is the complete package. Furniture, electronics, appliances, and mattresses. No matter what you're looking for, The Warehouse in Mayo has it on West 9th Street in Mayo and online at thewarehouseinmayo.com. Q100 Michigan, the only place for rock and roll. Joe Mama's Axe Kickers and the Tournament of Rock 5.0.
Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Portions of this program were pre-recorded. However, I'm live on the telephone with Nathan Lane from St. Ambrose Cellar. Good morning, Nate. How are you?
Good morning, JC. What's happening, man?
Well, what's happening is the big event you guys got going tomorrow at St. Ambrose Cellar.
Man, I got to tell you, I'm so excited about it. It's been such an honor to work on this project. So, yeah, tomorrow at St. Ambrose Cellars in Beulah, we're just about 10 or 12 miles west of Chum's Corner in Traverse. We have what's really turned into an all-day event here, trying to raise awareness for Dre Winkleman's battle, cerebral palsy, and the hardships it's caused his family here. So we're really looking forward to getting going tomorrow about 2 o'clock.
Yeah, it's going to be a fabulous event, Nate. I'm sorry, I forget Drew's father's name, who you're very close with, a lot of people at St. Ambrose and in Beulah in general.
Yeah, Chris Winkleman.
I'm sorry.
Founder of Soul Patch. Yep.
Yeah.
Such a great guy. I have mentioned before to know Chris is to be welcomed into his family. He has such a special energy about him. His positivity is infectious. And like I said, he started playing at St. Ambrose a couple years back. Of course, a longtime professional musician. And he's just slowly become part of the family here for the St. Ambrose team. So we decided to get a little event going. And, of course, at the heart of it, as Chris would have it, and so would Dre, is a music schedule. So we have a handful of folks playing music starting at 2 in the afternoon and finishing up at around 9 o'clock. We've got some food specials. We have a ton of raffle items and some giveaway stuff that we're doing. We have a JC, a Crystal Mountain ski pass for the 2024-25 season.
Wow.
Yeah, man. We got a kayak. We have a photo shoot from Treehouse Studios for a family session. That's a valuable prize that they've offered. Some of the area hospitality providers have been so forthcoming and helping out. It's so neat to see folks that do the same thing St. Ambrose does in a different area, but still ready to say, hey, a place like Sweets and Honor and Incredible Moe's and Dingy's out in Frankfurt, just happy to jump on board with helping out. We're excited to give those things away and to see the smile on Dre's face. We're going to get him on the Jumbotron via some FaceTime, hopefully, if all goes well. Be able to share some of those good vibrations with them. They are going to be on the road tomorrow, so it might be difficult to, we won't be able to get them in sight as we hoped, but they're waging their battle on their time here.
Yeah, even though Chris, so they're going to be heading to treatment, so they actually won't be at the fundraiser.
Yeah, that's something that's a positive thing that came up here recently, and they are doing their very important search for getting some answers for Dre, and hopefully they're making some progress here today and tomorrow. And so everybody out there that's listening and hoping for good things for Dre and the Winklemans, send them some extra good vibes today as they're hopefully finding some things out here yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Hey, Nate, how old is Dre?
You know, that's a great question. I don't know off the top of my head, so that's a great one to get me with on live on air. That's fantastic work. That's great. I'll give you a high five for that one.
No, I know he's in his teens, so.
He's a vibrant young man.
Yeah.
And if you've seen Chris play, you might have seen Dre play right alongside.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt about it. The jams are going to be great. I guess the most important question is, all the taps will be open and the kitchen, the pizza and wings and all your fantastic food will be available, right?
It sure will, JC. We got your favorite wings, man.
Oh, my God, the wings.
It won't be on Wing Wednesday.
It won't be Wing Wednesday, but I know that you guys are you know, some of the profits from your food and beverage sales will be going to the charity as well.
They will. Thank you for the opportunity to mention Kirk and Sharon, the owners of St. Ambrose.
Yeah.
Who just every year that we have been out here, they have put their foot forward to the community with events like this, helping folks out, helping nonprofit organizations out. But yeah, Kirk and Sharon are very generous with their portions of the profits for this, as they will be again for the Winkleman family.
Yeah.
And yeah, if you go through the years, it's just event after event after event is for something else in the community, and it's just an honor to be part of.
Well, no doubt, and especially you know, a cause near and dear to Kurt's heart, as he is a fabulous musician, has known Chris forever, jammed together, and so the love, the outpouring is going to be hovering over St. Ambrose Cellar all day tomorrow.
You got it, my man. You know what happens when that music starts flowing and the good vibes start happening. It's just a whirlwind effect, and I can't wait to get it going again.
Yeah, no, it's going to be a fabulous event. Thanks so much for taking the time to getting our listeners involved. And like I said, it's a fantastic cause. Jamming, pizza, some mead. You know, it doesn't get any better than that.
I know, man. That's a good day right there.
Come on now. That's a good day. The weather looks like it's going to cooperate.
It does, yeah. We're hoping for good things for Dre. We're hoping for good things for the weather. We're hoping for good things every day. So,
all right. Nathan Lane from St. Ambrose Cellars. Thanks for joining us on Northern Focus, man. It's going to be a fabulous day tomorrow.
Thank you all. Thanks to everyone at the Q100 team who's always so generous with your time and efforts. We appreciate you all.
All right. Thank you, bud. We will be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the green room come from Bay Bread Company in downtown Traverse City. Guests in studio receive a car wash certificate from MLA Spa here in downtown Grayling. The best car wash experience available here.
Are you a high school junior or senior looking to get ahead? Kirtland Community College has the perfect solution for you. Imagine completing several college credits before even graduating from high school. Thanks to Kirtland's dual enrollment options, it's now possible. You can take online classes from the comfort of your home, attend in-person classes on our campuses, or even study college courses right in your high school classroom. Our dedicated Kirtland faculty teach college-level courses at several local high schools. If you're eager to fast-track your education, check out our early middle college agreements with schools like Fairview, Atlanta, and the Core Intermediate School District. Seize the opportunity to get a head start on your future with Kirtland's dual enrollment options. Visit our website at kirtland.edu or give us a call now at 989-275-5000 to learn more. Kirtland Community College. Discover you.
This is Kevin Johnson, president of Johnson's Propane. We are a locally owned and operated business since 1954 here in Northern Michigan. We have been ranked number one by People's Choice for Northern Michigan's propane supplier year in and year out. Johnson's Propane, a name you can trust.
Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Jerry Coyne is on the phone with Tom Kachadurian from Habitat for Humanity for the Grand Traverse region. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well.
Thanks for joining me. I know we were trying to figure out what we were going to talk about, and it's been a while since we mentioned the priority home repair services that Habitat for Humanity also offers.
Well, and one of the things that's changed, maybe improved, we've always done this, but we are now a certified aging-in-place affiliate, which means we have... what it's essentially done is opened up funds for us to be able to help more seniors stay in their home. The idea is that you have to build less homes if you can keep people in the homes they already own.
Right.
And the Aging in Place program is really designed to make sure seniors who have been in their homes don't have to leave their homes because of either poor repair or things like they can't get around anymore, they need a ramp to get up to the front door, or they need grip handles installed in a bathroom or in a stairway or something to help them with accessibility. We do all those kinds of things. So it's really been something that when we work with one of these homeowners, it's great, the results.
Yeah, so do you have an application process that people need to go through, but it's very different than the application process for people that want a home.
Oh, it's much different. Right. It's much, much different because, well, first off, you know, for every home we build, we can do 20 home repairs. And, you know, so we can help a lot more people this way.
Yeah.
And then the other thing that happens, I have a story that just happened in the last month where there was a woman who'd been living in her house. She was over 80 years old. And her heat wasn't working. And it was, and she didn't think she had the money to fix it.
Uh-huh.
And she didn't really know what to do. And her daughter had given her a space heater. And the furnace would go on. It just wasn't getting warm. Well, when we got involved and looked into it, it was a home of the crawl space. And the ducts had been eaten by who knows what.
Right.
It got into the crawl space. And so everything was working fine. The ducts just had to be cleaned up and replaced. It wasn't even expensive, but it took somebody who had been suffering for too long, if you ask me. And we were quickly able to get her house warm and everything's done. And so that's part of the thing that Habitat offers is sometimes these people, they don't know exactly what to do. Who do we call? How do we do it? They're afraid it's going to be too expensive. And that's what we're there for.
Yeah, especially if they're living apart from their children or other family members and they feel disconnected. So do you have to be of a certain age to apply, Tom?
It is income limited. So you have to be at 60 to 80% of AMI. So under 80% of AMI, which is for a single person living alone is somebody on Social Security, they're going to be under that.
Uh-huh.
So for a lot of people, they're eligible. And you have to be 62.
Okay.
And that's really it. That's really it. But there is an application. You do have to fill out the application. You can find them on our website, or you can call our home services manager, and she'll hook you up.
All right.
Sally is great.
Yeah, Sally is great. What is the number to get a hold of Sally, Tom?
You know what? I learned something about our phone number. It's 231-941-HOME.
Wow.
I never knew that. Yeah.
231-941-HOME. That's fantastic.
Right. Which happens to be 4663, but that's why it's 4663.
Right. So, and, you know, especially as people get a little bit older, they might want to use the phone instead of going through the website, but the web address.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, but what is the web address, Tom?
It's Habitat GTR, as in Grand Traverse Region, right. HabitatGTR.org.
.org, yeah. So that is fantastic news, Tom. Great streamlining the program for people that are getting into their senior years and want to stay in their homes but aren't sure they can because there's some repair or mechanical problems.
Exactly. Exactly.
Tom, thanks for making that known to our listeners because, you know, we're all getting a little bit older. And
exactly, yeah.
And you
don't want to leave your home. You don't want to live in a house that's not warm enough or that's got some dangerous electrical problem or something. It's a real good thing we're going to be able to do.
The first step, Tom, let's just assume you go ahead and you make the application and you're accepted. So the first thing that's going to happen is one of your project managers is going to come out to the house and take a look at what's going on, right?
Exactly. Yes. Yes. Sometimes even before they're accepted. Sometimes it's just to see what we're up against.
Right. Could be something super, super simple like you just outlined. Oh, you only need...
Right.
Yeah, your ductworks are torn apart. We can get in there and fix that for, you know, less than $10,000 or whatever it costs.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. And it was like a couple of days. It was fixed.
Yep.
So it's good to get the process engaged. And the other thing is, Sally is great. If we're not the appropriate agency to get this solved,
uh-huh.
She's got contacts with everybody. So she can also help people who are just, like I said, they don't know where to turn. You start with Sally.
That's just great. I mean, that's shape-shifting, Tom. Just fantastic news for people that are pulling their hair out a little bit about, well, what do I do with this house, and what do I have to move?
Right.
Yeah. I don't want to call some plumbing contractor, some heating contractor, whom I don't know, that I've never worked before. You know, am I going to get ripped off? A great place to start.
Exactly.
Yeah. Great. Not that they would get ripped off. I'm just saying, for a zero cost starting point, Habitat GTR is the place to go.
Right, right.
Tom Kachaturian from HabitatGTR.org. Thanks for joining us on Northern Focus and gifting us with that great news.
All right, thank you.
All right, we'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the Green Room come from Bay Bread Company in downtown Traverse City, and guests of the program, not Tom will not apply for this, but the next time I see Tom in person, we'll get a Auto Spa coupon from MLA Auto Spa in downtown Grayling.
Region 9 Area Agency on Aging presents a free caregiver empowerment and wellness conference Friday, April 19th at the Mayo Baptist Church from 10 to 4. Find out about community resources, technology tools for caregiving, understanding dementia and brain health, and have your questions answered. Breakfast and lunch is complimentary, and there will be great prizes and giveaways. For more information or to register, go to nemcsa.org. nemcsa.org.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? In addition to Ace's award-winning service, we have top-rated paint brands. Plus, our color-matching technology allows us to match any color. So stop wandering and start painting. Head to your neighborhood Ace today.
Stop into McLean's Ace Hardware on South James Street in Grayling. Knowledgeable, friendly, and community-focused. McLean's Ace Hardware. Get in, get out, get on with your project.
Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Portions of the program were pre-recorded, but Jerry Coyne is live in studio with Joe Mama.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
And on the phone from his remote studio, we don't know where it is Eric Zane from the Insane Asylum, the morning show. We wanted to talk for a couple of minutes about the big Tournament of Rock draft happening tomorrow at Odawa Casino. EZ, what's happening?
You are, my friend. I'm so excited to see everybody.
Yeah, you know, anticipation is building for your first station appearance. And I just sense a massive amount of disappointment coming tomorrow for your underwhelming appearance.
I'm looking forward to seeing him.
Yes. Look, it is my goal to drive a wedge between you and everyone on the staff. And Joe Marie and I are going to get on, have a wonderful time getting along with everyone. It's going to be great.
Well, listen, Joe Marie knows this for being here for God knows how many years now. I have already driven a wedge between the staff for 6 to 8 years. So luckily, I'm married to the boss, and that keeps me employed.
Yeah.
But Joe Mama and I were talking yesterday afternoon about potential candidates for the draft. We've seen a lot of input in a couple of different areas, Joe.
Yeah, we had a lot of nominations online, so I graciously, I'm the only one that knows how to get them off the website, but I graciously shared that with my fellow competitors in case there was anybody on that list that they hadn't thought of. And I can say this, there's too many choices.
It'll be very interesting considering the different musical tastes that you, J-Bo, I have no idea, after listening to the Insane Asylum, the midnight version of the program for many years.
Yeah, what is he like? I don't even know.
I think he's going to have Eric Wiseman, the great banjo player, or Billy Strings would be my guess,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, if is he
that,
could.
Or who'd you have, Mumford and Sons today? Which Mumford son would you put on your list?
Don't you dare sully the banjo. Very underrated instrument. I will say that. Is there any stealing? Because, I'm not a fan of Dimebag Darrell, but I know Joe is. So if I drafted Dimebag Darrell just to spite her, or, it's kind of like some strategy. Can you maybe share that with her?
Well, I don't know if Dimebag Darrell is on Joe Mama's list. I have an idea who's on J-Bo's list. So I know J-Bo, you know, like Alex Lifeson is going to be right after Satriani.
Right.
You know, so we know that. Joe is mysterious. She jumps back and forth between her own list and then who her listeners might vote for. So, you know, you can go ahead and think. By scarfing Dimebag Darrell, you're going to torpedo Joe Marie's list, but don't be so sure.
Yeah, and it's actually, you know, it is because you're trying to be loyal to your listeners. Yeah. I just hope, and not, you know, not just pick all the guitarists that I like, but I do hope that the listeners will acknowledge that there are great guitarists that have come before. Some of them have passed away. They blazed a trail. But there are good contemporary artists, too. And, you know, Dimebag is among those who have passed away. And the only thing Eric Zane will do, if he wants to take Dimebag first, is alienate his boss for the rest of his career at Q100 Michigan. And if he's okay with that, I'm okay with that. I think he's had a taste of Joe Mama. He knows how I can be. So if he wants to accept that for the rest of his career here, as long as I'm here, fine. Fine. Bring it on.
Well, Eric is at a slight disadvantage because he doesn't quite know his audience yet. So... we'll give him that.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I guess my question is there any chance that a guitarist that is really good but not like as well known as an Eddie Van Halen or a Jimi Hendrix? Does a Rory Gallagher have a chance in this contest?
Well, Rory Gallagher would definitely have a chance, especially given that there's two things here. Number one. We're the only radio station on the planet that has ever played Rory Gallagher. I mean, ever. I don't even think I ever heard him on WABX, Eric. Number two, we get a lot of requests for Rory Gallagher. Number three, depending on what roadie or what business ends up with Rory Gallagher, he could win the tournament because at the end of the day, it's a vote-driven event. And, you know, like for perfect example, last year's first-round matchup was Robert Plant versus Steven Tyler, and Tyler took Plant down by a huge number. Now, in most instances, people would think that's a toss-up.
Right.
But I think Tyler won like 63-35%. So, you know, somebody wants to win that $2,000.
Yeah, we put a huge carrot out there. And so sometimes you start with merit, you start with taste, but at the end of the day, the almighty dollar typically is what drives a win.
And that's why we had to pull all the restrictions off of voting, because the second year we did this, it used to be you could only vote one time per day. A couple of people figured out that they could vote more often than not, so we just took all the restrictions off. And, you know, whoever wants to vote can vote. I think it's up to 2,000 times a day.
Yeah, we do have to put a limit on it, but we make it physically impossible to reach that limit.
Yeah.
Okay, so bribery, then, if I wanted to bribe the audience.
Yes.
I'm glad you said that, because I'm going to do that.
Eric is going to bribe the audience.
You can try.
I don't know. We're not paying you enough to bribe the audience. I don't know how you must be wealthy on your own.
No. I mean, I was thinking maybe I could offer special things, like maybe cook them a nice meal. I don't know.
Make their bed?
Yes, we have s'mores.
Okay. S'mores. People like s'mores.
I could steal some of JC's thirst trap pictures to give away. I know that those are a hot commodity.
Yeah, I don't even know what that is. I don't know what a thirst trap picture is.
Oh, I do.
Okay, well, Zane says I'm giving those away today at the Iron Pig of me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay. that said, I'm expecting a huge crowd tomorrow at Odawa Casino.
I hope so.
Yeah. It's always fun. We will have T-shirts.
And the prize wheel.
And Odawa will be contributing some stuff. We'll have some of their dining certificates. I think a couple of listeners last year, if I remember, Joe, won, you know, like significant money gambling while the draft was going. I know J-Bo's wife won like $400.
Yeah, there's always a huge opportunity there. bring your penny jar and hit the tables.
EZ, do you gamble?
Occasionally, you know, I like to play some video poker or maybe some slots. That's about it. I get too intimidated playing blackjack because I'm afraid I'll do something wrong and the other players will get like mad at me and beat me up.
Well, the violence is usually kept to a minimum at the blackjack table, but they do have plenty of video poker in the center bar right behind where we're going to do the draft. So, like I said, there is opportunities to win now and win later.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're very excited for you to be joining us and people to understand that you're absolutely nothing like you are on the air.
Well, wait a minute now. What do you mean?
You said that yourself on the radio today.
If you need any guidance or a shoulder to cry on, Joe Mama's going to be there for you. But I will remind you that this is much like Big Brother or those like reality shows. Yeah, so just trust no one.
All right.
That's my advice.
I am excited for it. I hear Louis is barking in the background.
Yes, Louis is getting... Louis is really chomping at the bit for his mother to get off the air. So we will let you slide. We're looking forward to seeing you tomorrow at Odawa Casino at 11 o'clock. Eric Zane for the Tournament Rock 5.0. It's going to be amazing.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the Green Room come from Bay Bread Company in downtown Traverse City. They're baking their buns off for you. And live guests in the studio receive a car wash coupon at MLA Spas here in downtown Grayling.
Ace is a place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? In addition to Ace's award-winning service, we have top-rated paint brands. Plus, our color matching technology allows us to match any color. So stop wandering and start painting. Head to your neighborhood Ace today.
Stop into McLean's Ace Hardware on South James Street in Grayling. Knowledgeable, friendly, and community focused. McLean's Ace Hardware. Get in, get out, get on with your project.
All right, that's going to do it for Northern Focus here on Q100. I'm sliding over to our Up North Sports Radio Studios 101.1 for Friday Faceoff. I'll be in just for an abbreviated amount of time because then I'm jumping in my vehicle to head to Gaylord and the Iron Pig Smokehouse at 11 o'clock for our Tigers home opener party. It's going to be fantastic. Tigers starting off 5-1. You'll have the opportunity to spin the prize wheel, win some lottery tickets, and the grand prize, we're registering to win tickets to a Tiger game. Speaking of Rory Gallagher, here he is. Joe Mama's up next.